Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha, brought to you by BeTheGamer.com. We are the podcast that brings you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
I'm Sammy Grace.
And I'm Chinchilla.
And I would like to personally welcome Chinchilla as the newest member of the Pet Food Alpha team.
She's joining the podcast.
It's super.
Welcome. Now, Chinchilla, I've already spoken to you about your salary grade and your sign-on bonus. You're going to have to actually
Wait a second.
You're going to
have
to
actually...
She's
getting paid?
What's up with that?
You're going to actually have to talk to HR to get the company car, but that takes like 6 to 8 weeks. So,
I already stole your keys, so...
Wait a second.
The ones that broke off.
Well, how come I'm not getting paid?
Moving right along.
What the heck?
I want to get paid.
Somebody pay me.
I'll send you $5 if you $75, Sammy. How about that?
All right, deal.
$79.
We don't have any major news to go over, but we got like 3 or 4 little tidbits of news that we want to maybe
cover. Little tiddlywinks for you.
Mm-hmm. The first being the new membership info changes that they made. Now, I don't know if anybody saw this, but this was on the radar last week, and we totally missed it. Basically, what they did was they made the membership information changes that you can make, like your address and your stuff and all this stuff, where you have to log in using your PlayOnline ID and your password. They made some changes to that stuff to where your PlayOnline ID will automatically be entered in. And then you can also store your password there. So getting into that stuff will be a lot easier now. A
lot easier.
And they also made it to where you can purchase a content ID from that menu.
Instead of using the old, hard-to-use
old system that they had.
Right.
You know, it took me about a year to figure out how to change my password.
That's pretty bad.
I still don't think I've changed mine.
Maybe not a year, but I couldn't figure it out because there's so many menus and different things and everything.
Oh, yeah.
It gets really confusing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So
that's cool.
That's that. It's not major news.
Simplified
it's not major news,
bit.
But it'll make things a little bit easier.
Yep.
The next thing we have is PlayOnline posted a community section that they entitled Helpful Websites for New Adventurers. And it's actually just, if you go into it, it's actually just a list of different websites that we already know of, that all of us...
Some of the new people don't.
Here's the catch. One of them is... FFXI.alakazam.com.
What? Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why?
I really don't know.
What is the reasoning?
Yes, they are owned by the same company as IGE.
It's a giant conspiracy.
It is, it's true.
Square Enix sells Gil.
Yeah.
They're getting rid of all the RMT people so they can have a better business.
Maybe.
They're getting rid of competition is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Also... which is what you mentioned to me earlier. I didn't know this until, like, you know, an hour ago, but they have Dreams of Vanadil as one of those links. And in Dreams of Vanadil, they have a whole section dedicated to DAT modding, which is also against the Play Online terms of Toims of Soivis.
It's on the no-no list.
It is. I think, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing here, but...
It's not that I don't mind adding these websites on here, but I want to know the reasoning behind them.
Exactly. Like, why?
It's
yeah, I don't know.
It's a bit of a mystery.
I mean, they do have some helpful stuff up here, like... Mm-hmm. What's up here? Like, the Vanadil Atlas.
Yeah.
And they got Zyclopedias up there.
Wait, which was, can be a, was Atlas like, on there?
It's ffxiatlas.com. Yeah, it's monsters.ffxiatlas.com. It's the okay. same website.
Though. Right. I didn't see that there.
But yeah.
Pretty so. Much. You know, if you've been playing the game for a while, you already know about these websites. And if anything, now they're just opening up a whole new door to people for dat modding because
yeah.
they actually link so that they right can't up complain. On the main page. Yeah.
If you get booted for dat modding, Or buying Gil, you should be like, you put this on your page. TOS?
Because that doesn't.
That I don't think like it affect... does anything. Well, it's using it a third party program, though.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, it is.
It's not. Right, but we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Well, it would be, wouldn't it?
No.
Getting the. Can't you. Okay, whatever.
All you do is replace files with new files and make changes to appearances. It's really nothing. Huge, but it's still in breach of agreement from what I remember. We'll have to look that up.
We'll look it up, and we'll let you know.
That's a big user agreement to go through. All right. Then, I guess next, that's the Dark Lilies Volume 2.
Yeah, and I was looking at this. Yeah, I was looking at this, and I'm like, okay, today is November 4th, okay?
It is.
Now, it is a little bit too late to get me pumped up about the Halloween event now that it's over, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
But I guess it's just the follow-up story to the Dark Lilies. Somebody's getting paid too much. That's
like there's some okay artwork in it. I read the story. It doesn't do anything for me.
Someone's getting paid too much over at playonline.com.
Yeah, like, take all the people that are doing these, like, little event stories and put them back. Give us, like, the Vonnegut Tribune back or something like that. I haven't seen one of those for a while. I actually looked at that stuff. Mm-hmm. But, it's like, I don't care about these witches or whatever, like, not after really. The event happened. Like, okay.
No, not really.
It's like really just a bunch of, or something. Bunch of no sad ghosts walking clothes. Around and I got a pointy hat from them. Okay, be gone. I don't want to have anything to do with hat. You.
Woo. Yeah, I got the first hat and it was just like level one.
Yeah,
nothing
doesn't
hat.
Do anything.
I was like, wow, that was worth mm-hmm. my time. That was yeah. great.
Of course, that's not to say that you know there aren't any people that aren't interested or you know in this story.
True. That's
but,
true.
You know,
I mean, I like doing the Halloween events.
The events and
stuff
are cool,
stuff,
but bringing this kind of thing back like after the event had ended and stuff.
Yeah.
I really didn't see any huge ties to it from, like, the quest or anything. It's just kind of there.
Yeah, like, if they had done a story where they released it during the festival, that kind of explained it.
Yeah, if they did it during the festival, it would have been a lot better. Because at this point, you know, a lot of people have kind of already forgotten
it's
about
like,
the festival.
Meh.
And they're like, Dark Lil... Oh, those things, like, last week? Yeah.
Yeah,
just,
the ones...
You know, it's just kind of... It's out of their minds. They're not thinking about it anymore. And they come back, they're talking about this stuff, and...
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, indeedy. Well, that's it. About. That's all, man. That's all.
That's all we have for the news.
That's all we have for news.
Guess we'll jump right into
we'll
the pool
shoot
that
over
is
into
in
the
game.
In game. All right. Who wants to start? Since you know we don't really have a guest today.
Ooh, I want to start. I want to start.
All right.
Uh-oh, she doesn't even know what I'm going to talk about. She's like a Teletubby. Uh-oh.
Oh, gosh.
All right, so this week, I was leveling a little bit. I got a an invite from this guy, all right? He says, you know, party. I'm like, sure. He's like, okay, come here. He's in, like, Huftal Tunnel. I looked him up. And then I also noticed that there were about five other people with almost the exact same name as him, all anonymous. And the one that wasn't anon was rank one. So I'm like, dude, why are there like five of you with the same name? No response. He's like, come, we 10 minutes. Like they're like, I guess he was trying to say they would wait 10 minutes or something. So I just sent him a tell back. I'm like, RMT, no. Like I was sitting there in my link show. I'm like. Dude, guys, I just got invited by Gil Sellers. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, see this person. They're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because like it was a list of them. It was like all the same name and everything.
It was the same name except for like the last few letters of them.
Maybe three or four letters.
Yeah.
Unreal.
And it was a long name, too. I've seen him a couple times around. They've been leveling for, like, the past week or two.
It's bizarre.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
They got banned. They got to get their accounts back up.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, dude.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started doing, I picked up COP back a little bit. Tried to do BO1 with the Oryu fight, and I ended up dead. So we're probably going to go back and try that again. And also this week, can I get a drum roll from somebody? Level 75.
Woohoo!
I'm going to scream that a little louder.
Yeah!
Congratulations.
Sorry.
Dude, I didn't know that. Loud you one. Didn't say anything.
That's, he told me not to say anything.
I told Sam, I'm like,
that's so
he
beautiful.
Sent me a text message today when he hit it. It was just said 75. Woohoo!
She wasn't online. I'm like, I gotta tell somebody. Nobody else is online.
Good deal.
Nice. See, I'm
beautiful.
I'm a shiny 27.
Have you merited it all or anything?
I'm 27 XP into 75 right now.
Oh, nice.
I was like 1K in, but then we did a god run today, and Seryu didn't want to be my friend, so I died and de-leveled. So I had to go sub Bard, and I had to solo the 150 XP to get my level back. But got 75, so I'll probably be getting a little buffer here and there, and then starting the merits.
Awesome.
Good deal.
Very cool.
Awesome. What are you gonna merit? Just damage, or
I'm probably gonna do
strength.
I can do jump recast stuff.
Oh, okay.
And cool. I'll probably get a couple of the abilities first, start working on the jump recast, and then I'll probably start going into all the different attributes and whatnot.
But, awesome.
Get the good stuff out of the way first.
Awesome. Heck
yeah.
All right.
I'm so proud. I'm so proud of you, man.
Pretty much what I've been doing this week.
Excellent. All right, Chinch. What have you been doing in game, dude? I know you hit 75 and stuff, and you can.
Yep, my Corsair hit 75. What, like last week?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I've been meriting the Link Shell. I'm in. We killed Cerberus, which was really cool.
Nice,
awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool. That's a fun fight. It's long. Well, not too long, but it's fun. I did my first Dynamis. Or my first win in Dynamis.
Oh, very nice. Which which one?
Very nice.
Juno.
Ah, okay.
That was a lot of fun. What else? I finally started COP.
Ah.
Hey, alright. How'd you do?
Prami, Dem, and Hala.
Okay, how'd you do?
It was easy. It was a cake.
Did you beat him? Did you beat him on the first try?
What was it? Dem, we didn't. No. Dem, we did.
Really?
Hala, we didn't, but we went right back in it.
Dem is like the easiest one.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't really know.
You probably you took like three tries for the easiest one, and then you like beat the hardest one on the first time, right?
Yeah.
I see how it is.
That's just how we roll.
That's how we roll.
True.
Nice. Very cool.
And what's your Link Shell's name?
It's called Paragon.
Paragon. All right. Shout out to the Paragon peeps.
You guys are elite.
We're
killing very Cerberus, awesome. Doing primies.
Very, very cool.
I wish I was cool just like you.
Me too. All right.
Very cool.
So what I'm doing May.
Huh?
Promi, May. Good luck.
Mia. Oh, thank you.
Mia.
May.
Mia. Mia.
Whatever.
Maya. There's definitely something between the M and the A.
M-E-A.
Preferably a E. So
May.
May. I don't think
Mia?
It's... I don't know.
I say May. Whatever.
We could,
May.
I say tomato, you say tomato, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. So, Sammy, what have you been doing in game? I know what you've been doing in game, and I hate you for it.
Yeah.
Indeed.
She keeps making me jealous with all this stuff. It's annoying.
Yeah, I actually, I beat COP.
Awesome.
Yeah, I actually haven't gotten my ring yet, but, because I have to do cutscenes, and right now I'm doing an ENM because as soon as I got on, they told me I had to come do it. And I need the money, so I'm doing it.
I want money.
So, Yeah, I got COP done. I fought for Mathia. It was awesome.
Nice.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Fun fights.
Do you have screenshots?
I do have screenshots. I have lots of screenshots. I took, like, at least 100 screenshots.
Okay, maybe you don't post awesome.
No, but it was pretty fucking cool. We had a really good time doing it. It was kind of sad because it was the end of our static. And, you know, it was whatever. But we're going to go on and we're going to do the Bahamut fight and everything together, too. Ooh, so
that'll be cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Very cool.
It's very, very, very cool. So I'm getting my ring tonight, hopefully. I'm going to finish the cutscenes after... Nice. Yeah, after I do this, and I'm going to go do my cutscenes and then get the Sattva ring. So
which,
it's pretty cool.
Which ring is that? What are the stats on that?
The Sattva ring is... So the COP rings, you get basically a... you get two or three stats on it that will be raised with every 15 levels, I believe it is. So basically what it is like... the Sattva is vitality and agility plus 1 to 5 for every 15 levels. So at level 15, you'll have 1 to 15, you'll have plus 1. Level 15 to 30, you'll have plus 2.
Okay.
30 to 45, you'll have plus 3.
Gotcha.
Got, and so on.
Right.
So it's kind of cool because you could use them at level 1, but you know they increase with their value or you know their use.
Right. Right.
You know, as you level up, it's
very
kind
cool.
of a cool ring. And it's got vitality and agility, and then it's got enmity plus 3. So,
because you don't have enough enmity already.
No, with this, more. And there's actually a belt I had just seen on somebody that I looked up, and it's an NM in Halving that drops it, and it's got plus 4 enmity on it, which my Warwolf gives me plus 3. If I get that belt, I'll have plus 40 enmity. That's with my merits. So, yeah, it's pretty hot.
Wow.
I'm pretty excited. And, yeah, that's really all I've been doing, though. I haven't really been doing too much. We did, I did Diamond Sarkabard again last weekend.
Nice.
And, yeah, it kind of sucked because there were no drops whatsoever.
Ooh.
And, yeah, besides that, that's pretty much it. But the COP thing, it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, congratulations.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's
a big accomplishment. Like, I'm not even close. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You're farther along than I am.
I'm trying, but I keep dying.
Yes, I am, Chinchilla. Yes, I am. I don't know.
True.
Huh?
But I'm here for you every step of the way. I actually did not play any Final Fantasy this week.
You feeling alright?
No,
are
well,
you
okay? Know what it is. I committed myself to finishing the Thriller video, and
In
the middle of the weekend, my headset broke, and so I couldn't put it out there. I couldn't finish it.
Ouch.
So yeah, I know. So I'm gonna finish that up this weekend, and I'll get it out there so you guys can all see.
Nice
Thriller. Wow. Well, a little bit belated, but, and I apologize.
Got
but,
stuck
yeah.
in a drawer.
But, yeah. My microphone
closet.
Last week just decided it was just gonna bite it finally. So
yeah.
But I bought a new microphone.
Very cool.
And I got the warranty on this microphone. So if it breaks, I can get it replaced instead of having to buy a new one.
Very good.
So, yep, I'm dedicating the rest of this weekend. Maybe not even all. Maybe it won't even take me all weekend to do it. But I'll finish that up, finish that video, and then level my warrior to levels 35
nice.
Or 37 rather.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
What level's your paladin
yep.
now, Ren?
64. Almost 65.
Cool.
Almost
level
65.
It up, dude.
Yeah. Dude. Well, I need to get my warrior up to level.
Yeah.
Because you know, my warrior's gimped.
Yep.
Gimped. So
yeah,
but just think once you get those
what levels are your ninja
levels, man. You don't have
my ninja is level 33.
Nice, get
yeah.
that to 37 too for 75.
Yeah,
you'll want to
yeah.
use it at 75. It's fun.
Sweet.
Very cool.
37, you actually get knee, right? It's semi-knee?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I've been going to Paladin. Yeah. I've been going to events as Paladin Ninja with all my enmity gear on, and it's awesome. It's fun. Actually, at Zarkabard last week, I went to I went to Dynamis as a Paladin Warrior without even thinking about it. Mm. I meant to go as Paladin Ninja, and I was bored. So,
oh, wow. Oh, really?
Because Paladin Ninja is a lot more fun. It's more of a challenge to keep hate that way, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
With no Vogue, mm-hmm. It's fun. Nice. Yeah, you should try it out.
Yeah, but with your enmity, you're like an enmity god.
She'd like pull enmity.
I still
out
have a hard time. I still have a hard time holding it, though. I mean, you've got mm-hmm. people doing, you know, 1,000-point weapon skills all over the place and magic bursting and. Yeah, so it's more of a challenge. There's no Voke, so Voke's like, you know, the number one enmity taker, and all I have is Flash, which even with haste is only down to like 40 seconds.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit more difficult, but it's fun.
You have Holy too. Don't forget about Holy.
Oh God, you know what? I don't remember the last time I casted Holy. I never use Holy. No, never. I never use Holy. It's a waste of MP. It's a waste of MP, in my opinion. I never use it.
It gets you a little bit. It gets you a little enmity for a short time.
Every once in a while, on the right mobs, it could if it does enough damage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
It's true. So yeah, I want to get to 75 because I'm gonna do what I said. When I get to 75, we're gonna have a party. And I'm going to put my character on a Dairy Queen ice cream cake. And I'm going to put a party hat on, and I'm going to be like, woo! Yeah!
Your wife is going to walk like by the room. She'll just like look at you, shake her head, and just keep going.
Yeah, well, whatever. Whatever, hater.
You're going to have your baby in the drawer.
I was just going to say, Steak, do you have any parenting tips this week?
We
should make that a segment.
Steak's parenting.
And now it's Steak's parenting tips. No, I have no parenting tips this week.
That's too bad.
Because the last couple of times, they've
resulted in your trouble.
Yeah.
Steak.
Yeah. You know, my wife.
Couch.
My wife Kim comes up to me today when I got home from work, and she goes, Steak, what's this, all this stuff I hear about babies in the drawer? And I go, huh? And she goes, I went to BeTheGamer.com, and I looked in the forums, and it says, babies in drawers everywhere. So I'm like,
did you tell her?
You're like, I don't know what they're talking about.
No. Did you tell her?
Like, what baby? What drawer?
Some other guy.
Yeah, well, you know, I told her a while back, like, kind of just mentioned it to her, just in case she was, you know, and she kind of gave me an evil look, kind of evil, kind of evil.
She was sleeping when he told her.
Last week.
That was
last time when we mentioned the orc in the closet thing. I heard my wife from the other room go, "You told her what?" I was like, "Nothing." yeah.
That's pretty funny.
You gotta shake it up, make life a little interesting. Jeez, you know,
bored with life.
She'll
start
thank
putting
me
stuff in drawers.
She'll thank me later. Thanks for making life interesting when I was a child, Dad.
Thank you for making our child deathly afraid of drawers.
And orcs.
And orcs in closets. Dude, I want a giant, like a giant cardboard cutout of an orc.
Oh, I do have a story, though.
Uh-oh.
And I told Chinchilla I would say it on the show. I guess, so for some reason, my wife was chatting with Chinchilla today. And
interesting.
My wife told Chinchilla something I didn't even know. And I was like, "What?" And she told me what it was. And okay, here it is. I'm gonna just put it out there. I have been known to talk in my sleep.
Oh no.
And my wife tells me today that she was talking to Chinchilla. And then I apparently, at some point recently, mentioned Garliage Citadel in my sleep.
Nice. Nice.
She never told me this. So I guess Chinchilla is like rolling on the floor laughing at this. I thought that was totally random. Garliage Citadel?
Yeah, of all the things. Like,
of all the things that you could possibly
see. Have you been leveling your warrior there?
Well, I was, but now I'm in the desert or whatever. But I'm like,
he's like tossing and turning, like, Voke it off me. It's like, Link,
cure me. Human nightmares.
Dude, it's like so.
It all turns dark in
here. Jetstream, no!
It turns dark in here. Rest, please.
It's like messed up because you know you're obsessed with, you know what I mean? You know?
You go on vacation and have the Final Fantasy XI soundtrack on your iPod to fall asleep to.
I do, yeah. It's true. Yeah.
I've done it too.
Yep.
Oh my god.
So,
wow.
Yeah,
That should be a segment, you know you're addicted when.
Yeah, you know.
You dream and about.
This whole thing is really. It's kind
I think we should make a thread on the forums. You know you're addicted when, and people should post their. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
You know, it's kind of embarrassing because, like, a couple of years ago, I went out. I was on vacation with my parents-in-law, you know, and we were all in the same hotel room to save some money. And apparently I said something that was just, like, totally random off the wall. And they were laughing at me the whole week.
And
It wasn't anything embarrassing. It was just, like, something stupid. And they were, like, laughing at me the whole time because it was
What was it? Do you remember?
Yeah.
I don't
know.
I was.
What it is.
I guess, like,
tell us.
All right. Fine. I must have been dreaming about one of my wife's little cousins, and I called his name, and I told him to get out from under wherever he was. I don't know. I was like, get out from underneath there or whatever, you know.
Get out from underneath there.
He was like, yeah, you know, but you know.
Super.
And they made fun of me all week. Actually, they still make fun of me over that.
Well, you make
and,
it so
like,
easy.
I'm always really worried that, like, I'm always worried that I'm gonna say something really embarrassing, like, in my sleep one of these days. You know what I mean?
Steak, why are you so easy to pick on?
I don't know, you know? I really don't. But it's really embarrassing. And now I'm saying Final Fantasy related things, yeah. So I'm gonna be like talking about the auction house, maybe. you know.
Like, oh, who rose the price on carp?
I'm like, oh, moat carp. Teleport May, can I have it?
2,000 gil reward.
You can have this.
You can have this.
Unreal.
It's my dessert party.
Can I have it? Oh man.
Oh boy.
Poor Steak.
That's pretty funny.
Works in closet.
So yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm mentioning Garliage Citadel in my sleep. And this is news to me. This is like fresh off the presses, you know? It's like, this just in. You know what I mean? This is new. I've evolved to a new level of crazy. You know what I mean?
Final Fantasy XI Nerd 2.0.
My mom would be so proud.
Narf.
Snarf.
Okay.
Lionel. Okay.
Snarf. All right.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Wow. Right. So yeah, that's my little story for today.
Nice.
Tune in next week when God knows what else I'll talk about. All right, that brings us to emails.
Wow.
We got a couple emails.
Our first email comes from, I'm going to say, Cybele from Odin. Hey guys, first of all, I want to say this is an awesome show, and I love it. Keep up the good work, and a shout out to the Still Waters Link Shell. What up, guys? He says, anyway, being a level 41 Dragoon, I already know how hard it is out there for being a Dragoon, you know, the way people treat him and all that. So I thought a music video someone could make, a truthful, but also kind of funny one, would be done to Hard Knock Life. What do you guys think?
The musical? That would be awesome.
Lol Durg the musical.
Lol Durg the musical. It's a hard knock life for Lol Durg. It's a hard knock life for Lol Durg.
Whoa.
Instead of invited, we get kicked. Moving right along.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, dude. I think.
Yeah, I think Steak likes the idea. Maybe yep. Too much for his own. Dude, maybe that could be your next project, dude.
Make it up and let me know, because I can. We'll put it up on Be the Gamer. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, dude. We should work on that. That'd be cool. All
right. Heck yeah.
We got an email from Anonymous. They say, had a party in Carthage Citadel.
Party in Garlia.
And I noticed that the party I was in didn't talk, and the PL was only curing every 1 minute. The polar was pulling anything, and the tank had a gimped sub. The thing that sold me that they were RMTs was that the polar, the tank, and the PL DC'd at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That
sucks.
So
the point of the matter is that RMTs are inviting people into their party to either hide that they're RMT, and for people to blame them that you'll...
No, we all know they're RMT. If you're in Garlia's Citadel and you're wearing lizard armor, come on.
I've seen that before, too.
You might.
But it wasn't an RMT. It was a
might be an RMT.
If you're level 70 and you're wearing bone subligar, you might be an RMT. If you're fighting Genbu with a warp cudgel, you might be an RMT. If you're leveling Bard Sub Pup, you might be an RMT. I'm going to stop there because I could do this all
that
night.
That would be good to stop there. Fusion, that was awesome.
I tried.
It was awesome. Dude, we should come up with top 10 lists and do, like, you might be an RMT if, nice. And then, like, we'll do that.
Hell yeah. We should have a top 10 list every week.
Yeah, let's do a top 10 list.
You know
top
you're 10. Addicted when, and yeah.
You know you're an RMT when.
Yeah.
No. You know totally you're a noob should. When.
If your chocobo is black, you might be in an emo darknet.
If you should can say them in that voice every week.
If one of your macros contains / angst, you might be a dark knight. If you've been leveling for 36 levels and you ain't hit nothing yet, you might be a dark knight.
If in your weapon skill macro you have the line, I hope this hits, you might be a dark knight.
So you sound like freaking, what's his name now? Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Wow. Hey, Sarge. All right. Moving right along. What's the rest of the emails?
That was the rest of the email. That was the whole email. But yeah, okay. You know, it's weird because it kind of goes into what I was talking about earlier, getting invites from RMT people.
Yeah.
You'd think if you know they got all these computers and stuff sitting in the same room that, you know, they would have a full party of people. But you know, who knows?
They work in shifts. They're like sleep level. Sleep yeah. level.
Right.
Government right. pay me long time.
It is my turn. I want to level Corsair.
Yeah, go get the cup of
we
coffee,
We do not
boys.
Have advanced jobs.
I want to level the Corsair.
It's my turn. Move out of the way.
It is the red mage, the white mage, or the black mage.
Get your chuchka out of my way.
Henri.
All right. The next email. I'm gonna attempt to read. This is from Auraria from the Phoenix server. He says, I've been listening to your show and I have a few things I'd like to add. First, whoever has gotten to Diablos, this would be a good thing to try. Two Dark Knights, a summoner, a tank, a healer, and Dark Knight. And you. I'm sorry. It says, second, if I could, I'd like to be on the show. We can work on that. Yeah, we can set that up. You know, we are the hosts.
We are.
Yeah.
Cool.
Believe it or not.
He might be a podcast host.
He goes on to say, I'd like to say that summoners should have been more recognized in the last update. They pretty much gave us the power that we truly needed. As far as on your Mandy show, Mandy's are my best friend. I go up to them and say they are because I am so short. And he talks about babies. Yes. He says, I need to say that the whole babies and drawers thing has swept through even the server Phoenix, which is kind of cool.
You started a whole revolution, dude.
I started a revolution?
Babies and drawer revolution.
He says, for the Limbus people, that includes you, Sammy. He says, congratulations. I'm probably one episode behind because I haven't downloaded iTunes this week. Well, have fun and put some of this in your show.
Yeah, we can do that, I think.
All that good stuff, Auraria from the Phoenix server.
Very cool. Thanks for the email.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much.
Very much.
Thank you very much.
And we have one more. Right?
Do we?
I think so.
Which one?
Yes. Oh, the solo.
Oh, right, right.
The soloer. This is from the Hades server. This is Broderick from the Hades server. He says, I've been on for about 2.5 years, and I've soloed all of the jobs except 2-3.
I think he means, like, except for 2 or 3.
Oh, except 2 or 3. Gotcha. I develop ideas for the soloist as well as the new gamer. I'm developing my own site to this end. I could add some ideas for the Johnny McNoob spot. Sweet!
Very cool.
Take a look at the site. It's still in development, and it is a little different. Click the pic.
We'll go ahead. We'll toss it up in the thread for the episode. The pic.
Thanks a bunch, guys. Your loyal listener, Broderick. Mage with the Rage.
Nice.
Word,
very
dude.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll toss that up in the forum so that everybody can see.
Definitely. I looked at it. It's pretty cool. He's got a lot of good information up on there. So definitely worth checking out.
Awesome.
He's very nice.
It's a very good. I like it.
He's very nice.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
I like it.
It's good. Like it.
All right. So what else do we got?
Well, it's you know, people might shoot me for this. It's not Final Fantasy XI related per se.
Wait, let me
get my gun.
I guess.
What?
Huh?
Whoa.
What?
Whoa, violence.
I'm scared. Somebody
whoa.
Me.
Whoa. Whoa.
What's going
whoa,
on?
Whoa, not me, brother. Easy. All right, so you were saying.
So, yeah, moving right along.
Final Fantasy 11
this
related,
week.
Maybe not
this
really.
Week, no. Well, in some aspects it is.
Mm-hmm.
This week, as most of you probably have heard from other people playing Final Fantasy 11, Final Fantasy 12 was released in the U.S.
Very exciting.
It's good. I don't
to say the least.
Like it, especially for people like us that have been playing, you know, 11 for a couple years, it's very easy just to kind of pick it up and go as far as the battle.
See,
system
that's cool. That's related. The battle system in 12 is similar to 11.
It's kind of a merger from like the
there's
older
an aggro system. There's an aggro system in 12 there similar is. To 11.
Nice.
There are similarities. See? You can tie it in. And it's made by Square Enix.
I could probably tie it in. I didn't say it was like completely different.
Yeah. Did the same team do the music that did 10 and 10 2 or no?
You know, I'm not sure. I know Umatsu only did, I think, as far as I know, was all he did was the Kiss Me Goodbye, the
Chocobo music.
The main theme.
Oh.
He didn't do Chocobo music.
He did do the Chocobo. He always does the Chocobo music.
Yeah.
He wrote it a long time ago.
Well, yeah, every game is just a variation of it, though.
Yes, I'm looking at the reviews, and I'm seeing amazing reviews.
I haven't seen any bad reviews yet. It's a very good game. So now I played it. Shins played it. Sammy wants to play it.
Really bad.
Really bad.
Amazing reviews.
Yeah, it's got amazing graphics. The battle system is great. It's just
it's
in
for
the way
PS2 it, though.
There's nothing wrong with PS2.
Well, you know, PS2 is getting kind of dated now.
Well, yeah,
but
just
hey,
because PS2
still,
is coming out.
It really looks like it raises the bar for the PS2.
It definitely.
Like, this might be like the last hurrah for the PS2.
I think this will be the last great game for the PS2.
So word up, Square Enix. Woot!
You guys actually made a good game. That
we love
uses,
Square Enix.
I remember,
back when
I first heard about this game, it's like, it takes place in Evil East. I'm like, that's like the world that was in that like Final Fantasy Tactics Advanced game.
Oh, Tactics 2, wasn't it?
It was like it was the Game Boy
it's
one.
The world of Tactics.
Yeah, and I was thinking like 10-2 all over again, like because it's like the same like you know world.
Oh yeah, no. Totally
sometimes like, please God, no. And it's actually it's a really really good game. So if you haven't played it already, you need to check it out. If you like the way that 11 plays, you know 12 is really easy to jump into, and it's a lot of fun. It's actually pretty challenging too. It's not something you can really. Just
I've never died
through.
More in a Final Fantasy game besides 11 than I have in 12.
Definitely a game worth the money.
Chinch, you've been playing it?
Yeah.
It's good? You like it?
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
It's a very nice.
I'll buy it.
Dude, you have to.
I'll use my Christmas bonus early from BeTheGamer.com, and I'll go out and pick it up.
No.
Bullshit, so bad.
So, anyways, that's all we got for today.
Yikes,
dude! These guys are so giggly. I love it.
It's all them is not me. They are the crazy ones.
As always, you can send us your emails, questions, concerns, additions. You know. All that good stuff.
Rants, comments,
hate mail.
Top ten lists.
I think send us top ten lists.
We'll start
why not?
Doing top ten lists tonight.
That would be sweet. We'll read them all.
I'll start one up or something.
The email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. I always get caught up with that one. I don't know why.
It's okay, dude.
petfoodalpha@gmail.com. It's the way it's always been.
Yeah.
Except for that one week.
For those of you who have not, if there's anybody out there that has not given us an iTunes rating, we could always use one of those. We would love it. I think the last one was like early October we got one.
Yay!
But that's the last time we got one, so. And, Yep. Welcome once again to Chinchilla.
Thank you very much.
Joining us for the duration.
Yay, Chin.
Yep. All right.
That's just what we need to
and
girls
that,
in here laughing.
That puts this one in the can, baby.
In the
we're
can.
Done. This
what's
is
the,
it.
With
That's
these,
all
this
we got.
The can? What?
Thank you very much for joining us.
Shall I kick
and it? And we will see
That's
you next.
It.
We will.
He's Maybe we'll, in the can.
I think he's trying to end the show.
Shh. Be quiet, maybe he'll leave.
Okay, go ahead.
Are we done?
Thank you very much for joining us this week, and we will see you next week. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Where's the can?